This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisane with the news, the headlines first. Meeting of the ruling coalition taking place this evening at Prime Minister's residence in Balwazar. Election Commission calls for registration of political parties and US says Russian troop withdrawal claim is false. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba has said that Nepali Congress has agreed to pass the US Assistant Project MCC in the Parliament as it is in the interest of the nation. Releasing a book titled A Brief History of the Nepali Congress, written by Nepali Congress leader Arjun Narasimha Keshi in Balwata today, Prime Minister Deuba said that there is no reason to be afraid to support the MCC. A meeting of the ruling coalition is taking place this evening to hold a discussion on the issues including the Millennium Challenge Corporation MCC. Prime Minister Deuba's press chief Govinda Pariyar said the meeting has been scheduled at 5 PM at the coordination of Prime Minister and Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deuba. Top leaders of the Nepali Congress, CPN Maoist Center, CPN Unified Socialist, Janata Samajwadi Party Nepal and Rashtriya Janamorcha would participate in the meeting scheduled at the official residence of the Prime Minister. It is said that the meeting would hold a discussion on the issue of making a common view to table the proposal related to MCC in the meeting of the House of Representatives scheduled for 18th of February. Likewise, the cabinet meeting is being held today at the Prime Minister's residence in Balwata this afternoon. The Election Commission has called for the registration of political parties, giving 11-day time so that they could take part in the coming 13th of May local level election. The Election Commission slated the party registration time for 2 weeks from today. The political parties are asked to submit the formal applications along with the sample of signatures of the office bearers. The Political Management Section at Election Commission is looking after the registration process. 32 schools in Lamjung district have been selected for the President Educational Reform Program. Under this program, the selected schools will get Rs. 62 million in grants, according to Center for Education and Human Resource Development under the Ministry of Education, Science and Technology. The selected schools include 6 in Besi Sahar Municipality, 5 in Sundar Bazar Municipality, 4 in Madhya Nepal Municipality, 8 in Rainas Municipality, 5 in Dordi Rural Municipality, 1 in Dudpokhari Rural Municipality and 3 in Marsangli Rural Municipality. Education and Human Resource Development said the allocated budget will be utilized to construct school buildings and libraries and to develop information and communication technology in these schools. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has said the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy in Province 1 and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. The division said traces to light rain is possible at one or two places of the hilly region of Province 1. There are chances of light snowfall at a few places of the eastern high mountainous region. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. Russia's claim that it is moving troops away from the border with Ukraine is false, according to a senior US official who added that 7,000 extra troops have arrived in recent days. The official also said that Russia could launch a false pretext to invade Ukraine at any moment. Moscow says it is moving troops away from the Ukrainian border after the completion of military exercises, but Western officials say they have seen no evidence to support the claim. Its defense ministry has published images allegedly showing troops and equipment returning to their permanent bases after military exercises. Officials say almost 100 people have died in landslides and flash flooding in the Brazilian city of Petropolis. The city, which is located in the mountains north of Rio de Janeiro, was hit by torrential rainfall. Houses in hillside neighborhoods were destroyed and cars swept away as flood waters raced through the city's streets. Search and rescue teams are combining the most for survivors. Brazil's National Civil Defense said on Twitter, 24 people had been rescued alive so far, with 94 confirmed deaths. Videos shared on social media showed extensive damage and vehicles floating in the streets. With 35 people reported missing, he said that the search and rescue efforts would continue non-stop. Police in Canada's capital are telling protesters to leave the area now as the demonstration against COVID restrictions continues. Hundreds remain in Ottawa in defiance of the newly deployed Emergencies Act. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has taken the unprecedented step of invoking emergency powers to crack down on the demonstrations. Many Ottawa residents are angry about the protests, which have affected local businesses and daily life. The police chief resigned this week after mounting criticism over his force's handling of the demonstration. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Meeting of the ruling coalition taking place this evening at Prime Minister's residence in Balwatar. Election Commission calls for registration of political parties and US says Russian troop withdrawal claim is false. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Please stay tuned and have a good day.